Hey everyone, welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Morgan. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
We love this day.
Whenever or wherever you're listening to it, when do you listen to podcasts?
When do I listen to podcasts? Honestly, like when I'm on the treadmill at the gym.
Oh yes, gotta pass the time somehow.
Gotta pass the time because I'm like, don't want to be here. On walks. But, like, honestly, driving probably mostly.
Yeah.
Do you ever just get sick of music?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just need a little chit-chat, especially if you're in the car alone.
Yes.
It's like if you put on a podcast, it feels like you're kind of talking to someone.
Yeah.
Even though it's one way.
Totally. 100%. No, right now I'm definitely in my music era. Like, I'm belting out songs.
Yeah.
24/7. But I do get sick of music a lot of the time, so I feel like commutes will definitely make me listen to podcasts more.
Yeah, usually I listen to a podcast on my commute, my longer commute, when I do a little bit longer one.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And on a walk.
Yeah.
But then I was kind of cleaning the house today, and I had a podcast on.
Did you?
Yeah.
Do you put headphones in when you're at your own house?
To be honest, I just carried my phone around wherever I was.
Honestly, that's what I do.
But if I was like guaranteed like home alone, I might put some headphones on.
Totally.
But I think if I had headphones on and then someone like came upstairs, like a roommate or my boyfriend just showed up, I think I would just be so scared.
Yeah, agreed.
It'd be jump scare.
Yeah, jump scare for sure. Yeah, no, podcasts, walks, prime time. Walking makes me feel like my best self. So if I am learning and listening at the same time, I'm like thriving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other day I was listening to a podcast and I was by myself and I was on a walk and I straight up was just like laughing out loud and I was trying not to laugh out loud because it was so nice out and it was like other people were around, but I was like, this is so funny. I wish you guys could hear it.
Totally.
But
that's amazing.
Anyways.
I love it. How was your week?
Week was good. It was what it was, but it was a good week. It just was kind of like a little bit of work, a little bit of family stuff.
Like a normal works. Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was my grandma's birthday this week. Mm. So we got to celebrate my grandma, which is always my favorite holiday.
Amazing.
Celebrating that lady. So that was fun. What else? Rebels.
Oh, yeah.
Had a couple playoff games.
Yeah.
I only made it to one.
Okay. Hey, that's okay.
I could not go back to back.
It was exhausting, Court. It was.
I thought of you.
I was so tired. So tired. Because not only were they back to back, but they were two of the most intense games.
So rowdy.
Ever. Oh my gosh. So rowdy.
I really don't like that team.
No, me either. We don't like them.
Okay. Oh, you have said that. Deja vu.
Yeah, we don't like the Tigers.
Okay, you've said that actually on this podcast before.
Yeah, there was a situation on Tuesday night. Yeah, the first home game. Because for anyone who follows, I'm going to get into my sports era here really quick. But Rebels took game one. We lost game two. So we came back home with a tied series. And they won on Tuesday night. So my job is to do the opposing team's three stars.
Really?
Yeah. So at the end of the game, the person picks the three stars and then they send them down. And I do the opposing team's. So when the opposing team wins, they're obviously in a better mood. But when they lose, especially a playoff game, they're not. And they have to listen to little old me down there. So I just have to like look for the number of the star and grab him and tell him.
Oh, and send him out?
Yeah.
Oh,
crazy. Yeah. But so he was the last guy out and we heard like a bunch of yelling and screaming and I was like, oh my gosh. And there was a couple other gentlemen down there. So thank God, because if it was just me, I don't know what I would have done because no one listens to like a little blonde girl, 5'2", you know?
Yeah.
And he was in a fight with a fan.
What?
Yeah.
Like Rebels fan?
Yeah. In like the tunnel.
I was not expecting that.
I know. So we had to like call security. Security came down, broke it up. And then I was like, hey, you're a star.
Okay, wait.
It was crazy. He like tried to jump over and got in a fight and
the fan.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was thrilling. It was crazy. So yeah, he came off, told him he was a star, and then he was like, "Do I have to go out?" And I was like, "Yeah, sorry.
Yes, please.
Please." So yeah, that was interesting. It was just I don't know, you hear lots of things and see lots of things down there, and it can be exhausting being a part of craziness.
Everything. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's exhausting just watching.
Yeah.
Let alone being a part of it and working a game.
Yeah. And that game went to OT. So that game was a little bit later than normal. So it started us off exhausted. And then Wednesday night was just like a thrilling crowd. Were you at Tuesday's nights or Wednesday?
I was at Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday. Yeah. And it went to OT.
Yes. Yeah. And that's the part that really got me. I was like, okay, you guys, mm-hmm. let's wrap it up here.
I was like, mm-mm. And I think Friday night's game went to 2 overtimes.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
At least they came out of it. And
yeah, they did.
So, yeah. Going into round 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Round 2.
Round 2.
We actually, well, we were prepared to have a game 6. Yeah, game 6, which would have been on the Sunday today, the day we're recording. And I'm so thankful I don't have to work.
Yeah, no kidding.
So happy. But yeah, now round 2. So we're guaranteed 2 more home games, which will be next week. And then maybe see how far we go into the series.
Keep us on our toes.
Yeah, here we go. Crazy.
Yeah, I am down. Like, my parents had bought playoff tickets with their season ticket, whatnot. So I was like, okay, I will go to like some games. But the back-to-back is just so hard when like one... I'm just not a hockey girl. Yeah. I'm only there to chit-chat with my mom.
Totally.
So I got my chit-chat out. I was like, I
don't need to go to another. Yeah. No, I don't blame you.
And it was late and I was, yeah. They went. My parents and my boyfriend went the second night too.
Amazing. Yeah, no, it was a great, honestly, very exciting couple days, but exhausting. I don't blame you for not coming.
How was the rest of your week?
My week? Honestly, good. It was like a pretty, I was exhausted. I feel like I've been on the verge of like getting sick, that lovely up and down with the weather. You know, I would rather get sick than be in this weird in between, because I feel like I'm kind of sick, kind of not.
Yeah. And it's like your body's fighting it.
Yeah.
But it's like really putting up a battle. So yes. It's like dragging it out.
I didn't really get to do much for my physical health this week. I took a back seat on that just to give myself some time. But I did do a big thing.
We have to talk about it.
Let's address it. My hair grew like a few inches.
Okay, it looks amazing, Morgan.
Thank you so much.
Has your hair ever been this long?
I don't know if you remember high school, Morgan.
Okay, yes.
Do you remember?
Like grad.
Yeah, hair was really long. It was quite this long, but my hair... I had long hair in high school.
Yes, you did.
I did.
And I didn't even know why I asked.
No, it's so fair, honestly, because it's been, well, 10, oh, almost 10 years, 8 years.
Almost, yeah, we're 8 years out.
And so after high school, I did like the classic, like chop to your shoulders. And I've just never looked back. Like, I feel like I could grow my hair out, but I don't know. Anyway, for anyone who's just listening and hasn't seen it, I got 22-inch extensions.
That is crazy.
Which is crazy. But I'm in love with them. They've made me so happy. My hairdresser is like so good and she matched them perfectly. I'm obsessed with the color. Like,
and you just can't even, you can't tell.
No, I know.
They're like, so it blends good. So
yeah.
Seamlessly.
Yeah. She did an amazing job, but she was like, so listen, you're going to go through like 24 hours of, you know, questioning if you made the right choice, you know, like, do I love them or do I need to cut them? Because like, they are so long. She was like, just give yourself some time to like accept it. And then we can decide to cut it or not. And I was like, okay. And I did have that. I was like imposter syndrome, like looking in the mirror being like, what did I do?
This is too much. Yeah. Yeah.
But now I'm like, no, love the length. Makes me feel so good.
It literally is mermaid hair.
It is mermaid hair. Yep, it is.
And which is perfect for summer.
It is. And like, new hair, getting your hair done always makes me want to take better care of it.
Yes.
So I'm like sleeping with it in a cute little braid. My braid is like Elsa now. It's
yeah,
so
it
cool.
Probably is.
Yeah, having a braid like that wraps around the side is so fun. Anyway, so I'm just learning all about it. I have to have a hairbrush with me at all times pretty much, because again, I'm just like extra being a baby with it, because
well, probably would tangle.
It would
quite quickly,
and it catches in things. Like I went to like lift a bag up and put it over my elbow, and it was like, oh, hair underneath.
Yeah,
like don't want to rip it out. So yeah, that was my big thing this week, is I got new hair and I'm obsessed.
It looks amazing.
Thank
the
you
full
so much.
Transformation is complete.
Full transformation. Yeah. And then what else did I do this week? Friday night, did a cutie little double date with boys' friends. Still seeing boy.
What's his concert
boy? Concert boy. Oilers game boy. Whatever.
I'd love to hear the updates.
Whatever we want to.
So you went on a double date?
Yeah.
Just for like dinner?
Yeah, just went for dinner. And then we ended up playing Just Dance.
Okay, wait, I love that.
It was so fun. Honestly, so fun. Yeah, we played Just Dance and just like hung out, and yeah, it was lovely. And then Saturday night, we went to the Food and Beverage Expo in Red Deer.
I have never been. Okay, but every year I'm like, I should go.
Same.
I should go.
Same.
And then it passes and I'm like, oh shoot, I missed it.
I know. And I've never been either, but it was so fun. Like I have to say, just the way that it's set up, it's in the Parkland Pavilion, but there's that newer building in Westerner Park on the other side, and it's massive too, and it's like two rooms, so you can kind of like walk in and out, and it's just like so fun. It got so warm in there though, because there was so many people.
Mm-hmm.
We got, so I think it runs from 4 to 10 p.m., and we got there around 5 p.m., and it wasn't that busy getting there, but not that busy, and then by like 8 o'clock, it was nuts in there.
Yeah.
But it was super cool. Some booths, like, so you buy tickets. I think we bought like 100 tokens, because you can go up and you could try a beer for 2 tokens.
Yeah.
Or you could get like a margarita for like 6 tokens, because it's like bougier. And
yeah.
Taco Loft was there with some tacos. Like it was.
Oh, I love Taco Loft.
It was so good. Court, you would, I think you would love it.
I think I would too. And I always just let it slip by.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, honestly.
Did anywhere like really stand out to you?
Okay, like I have a friend who works at Moxie's, and so I've obviously like tried it, but they have like this Coca-Rita, and it's like a margarita but with like coconut flavoring. I am not a tequila girl.
Really?
Not. Mm-mm. Nope. Just keep me away from it. But this, man, was it delicious. It was so good. So that was like probably a fave of the night. And then I'm like a beer drinker, but I don't know, not that much of a beer drinker. And we tried this really yummy like cherry beer, and it was so good. So yeah, there's a few faves.
I love it. I would classify myself as a tequila girl.
Really?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. If I'm not drinking like rosé, I would prefer a margarita.
Really?
Like I am spicy margarita all day.
That's amazing. Listen, I have heard so many good things about drinking tequila. Like what do they say? It's like the only like upper liquor. So like it's like a lifting, like,
oh yeah,
you know, whatever that is. They say that. And then it's like supposed to be one of the healthiest.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think someone in my program right now that I'm doing was like, if you can drink anything, drink like a tequila soda lime.
Wow.
Because just like less calories.
Yeah. I do prefer tequila over like everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to like it so bad.
I don't know. I think I just like got used to it, and then just like it was just an easy order.
Mm-hmm.
I always find like when you're going out, especially like just to like a bar, it's like, what do you order, what do you drink, when you're just doing it like generic, not totally the sit down place. So I still don't have that figured out, but like if I'm at a restaurant and I am not, like I said, drinking rosé, margarita, coconut margaritas, so good.
Oh, then you would love this.
I think
one.
I would.
You would love it.
Okay, I need to go to Moxie's.
You do. It's so good.
Moxie's is so underrated.
So underrated.
I feel like it just gets skipped.
I know.
We're like, oh, where should we go for dinner?
I know.
No one ever suggests Moxie's.
I know. The only reason our friend group is like so in it is because we have a friend who works there. Otherwise, it is forgotten. We're like, let's go sit in the lounge. And their lounge is so cute.
It is so cute.
Like so large, and like you can get a big group of friends in there. You could have small tables. Like it's such a cute little place. You should do it.
Put it on the list.
Your next date night.
Yes.
No browns.
Oh You know, who was I telling this weekend that we just gravitate towards Brown's because it's like we know that we like the meals there, mm-hmm, we like our drinks. Mm-hmm. But I have been to Brown's so many times this year.
You have.
Like, I just go to Brown's all the time. This weekend, I did not.
Good for you.
I actually went out. One of my best friends was in town, and we had a sushi date at Shiso. I thought of you while I was there.
Amazing. We love it. I thought of
you the whole time.
Did you love it?
It was so good. I haven't been out for sushi in a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, I've ordered in, but, like, not actually to Shiso in a long time. Oh, we got the full spread.
Really?
It was so good. That's, and then, so, like, a little green tea with the little teapot. Oh,
that's so amazing. I love that.
So we switched it up. I think I was telling someone I was out for dinner with her. I think it was my boyfriend. He was like, oh, did you guys go to Brown's? I'm like, no.
No.
I go other places.
Sometimes, maybe.
Not with you, but other people sometimes.
Hey, listen, I had this discussion with someone from work actually last week. We were talking about Subway specifically, but I'm curious your thoughts. Like, mm-hmm, when you go to a place, are you getting the same thing every time?
I wish I had a different answer. I wish I had, I try something new on the menu every time.
No.
But that's not who I am. You know. I do get the same thing.
Yeah.
Especially if it's good.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, if it's solid, because then when I think, if you're like, hey, want to go to Brown's? I'm like, oh my gosh, I can already taste the meal.
Yeah.
You know what you want. I'm not going to get there and I'm going to switch.
So is that like everywhere? Like any of your go-to spots?
Usually.
Yeah. No, that's so fair. I'm the same way. Because I talked about it with my coworker and I was like, I've had the same Subway order since I had Subway for the first time.
Yeah.
Never changed it up.
Okay, wait. Can you tell us your Subway order?
Yeah, I sure can. Oh my gosh. Thought you'd never ask. So I don't think it's like actually on the menu anymore because they changed the name, but I always say it and they always know what to make me. Mm-hmm. So it is a Subway melt on Italian herbs and cheese with white cheddar cheese toasted. And then for veggies, I get lettuce, cucumber, light mayo, ranch, salt and pepper.
I love it.
Thank you so much.
I love Subway.
I love Subway.
I haven't had it in so long.
Do you have the
it.
Same Subway order?
Well, mine has changed.
Oh.
Like, just because I don't go a ton, I used to just get, like, just basically all the veggies and bread.
Okay.
Because
there
was no other option.
Of course.
Now I still get one of their veggie ones, but last summer I became obsessed with their, like, I don't know what the name of it, but it was like mozzarella, pesto, tomato.
Yeah.
And on the herb and garlic.
Yep.
Or what? Wait. Italian herb and cheese.
Italian herb and cheese. I was like,
not
whoa.
Me naming a cream cheese over here.
Cream cheese on your mind. That's hilarious.
Anyways, that one, so good.
So good. Okay, yeah. Yum.
But it has fluctuated over the years because growing up I ate like chicken and whatever.
Totally.
But now it's like, I really like the pesto mozzarella one.
Yeah, that's delicious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Subway, I've always, ride or die, I will have the same order all the time. Yeah, crazy.
I love it. I went on Saturday. I was in Calgary basically all day.
Okay.
We went to my friend was putting together like a little girl's day. Mm-hmm. And we went to this place in Inglewood. And I don't know how to pronounce it, and I don't want to butcher it, so I don't even want to, like, attempt.
You don't have to.
But it was so cute.
Okay.
And we did, like, a workshop-type class.
Okay.
Where we, like, the lady, like, made lip balms and, like, showed us how to make lip balms.
Fun.
We made, like, aromatherapy mist, mm-hmm, a sugar scrub. It with like essential oils and everything in it. It was so fun.
That's so fun.
And, like, I've never done anything like it.
Oh my gosh.
It was like such a cutie little girl's day.
Yeah. Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah. I'm not really into like essential oils or anything like that, but it was fun.
You had fun.
Yeah. Okay. And now I have like this little mist. I'm like, okay, this is supposed to help with anxiety and I'm just going to spritz it on.
Okay, that's such
when
a
I'm
cute.
Not wearing a different perfume so it doesn't interfere with
of course. Sense. No. That's such a cute day.
It was cute. It was so thoughtful. She like didn't tell anybody really what we were doing. She tried to like keep it pretty like low key, so she just told me like where to show up.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, what are we doing?
Yeah, what? Aww.
Everybody was like, what are you going to Calgary for? I'm like, I'm not quite sure.
I actually have no idea. No clue.
But it was so cute.
Okay, that's so cute. Yeah. Wow.
It was like all just like really organic, natural vibe. Yeah.
Wow. I love that for you.
And then we had a little brunch after and we skirted home, but it was so cute.
That is so cute. Wow. That's so fun. Brunch in the city in Calgary is so amazing.
There's just nothing like it.
There is nothing like it.
We went to this place and it's called Starbelly.
Okay.
And it's on like the south end, like outskirts, really? Basically. But me and my mom go there often because there's like a hospital right by near there. Yeah. And I go to appointments at that place. Uh-huh. So this Starbelly location we have gone to for like years, and it's always like such a fun little treat for like a doctor appointment day. Yeah. It's like, that sucks, but at least we can go get lunch at like our favorite place.
Okay.
And these guys kind of live around that area. Mm-hmm. So when they said Starbelly, I was like, love that place.
I love that place. Aw, okay, that's so fun. It was good. Good for you. I love that. Do you have a favorite this week?
Okay, I do. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Mine is a beauty favorite. Something
beauty
that has been in rotation for a while for me, and I've probably repurchased like at least two times.
Okay.
Anyways, it's the e.l.f. What is it called? The e.l.f. Lash Out Loud. Or no, the e.l.f. Lash It Loud mascara.
An e.l.f. mascara?
Yes.
Okay, so stop.
I don't know how I tried this in the first place.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think I got like a sample of it with an e.l.f. order one time. Mm-hmm. And I don't wear like mascara a ton. Like honestly, if you see me throughout the week, I will probably not be wearing mascara.
Yeah.
Just because I have a problem. It like usually runs on me.
Oh.
And like I have raccoon eyes and I'm just like, this is not cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I just prefer not to wear it. But this stuff actually doesn't.
Really?
Like it lasts so good. It wears so good. And it's like, I don't even know, like $10 maybe?
Okay. That's so nice. Yeah. I didn't even know. That's amazing.
And I've been using it for a while and it's like, it always makes them look so good. And I don't like wearing mascara, one, because it sometimes runs, mm-hmm. but also like I don't like taking it off. Mm-hmm. I always find it like kind of harsh.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. That's amazing. But this amazing.
Stuff is like worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it doesn't really run on me and you still have to take it off. But
wow. I absolutely love that. I might have to try that.
You should.
I am a big mascara girly. I don't have an issue with it running necessarily, but I am always looking for ones that, because some girls' lashes, like I'm very lucky, I have very long lashes, I feel like, but some girls' lashes, I'm like, how does it look like that?
I know.
And they preach these mascaras, and I'm like, no way, mascara. Like, I just feel like
there's more to it.
Yeah, I feel like it's the person. Like, yeah. I just feel like.
I also, like, I don't know if I'm doing something wrong, but I just feel like no matter how gentle I am on my eyes, mm-hmm. when I'm taking it off, I feel like I lose lashes.
Oh, okay.
Which, like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Do you use a cleansing balm to take it off?
Yeah, but then it's like there's still like residue, mm. and I always find that it's like, mm-hmm. it's gone, but it's like feels like it's not gone.
Yeah I get that. I this should honestly be my favorite one time, but I am a firm believer in baby wipes.
Oh.
So random. They are like scent free, healthy. I get them at Shoppers Drug Mart when they're on sale or at Costco. I've shared like one of the huge packs, but I use that as like my reusable towels. Like, so I do the cleansing balm and then I just take a baby wipe because I just find the makeup wipes are a little harsher than baby wipes. Because baby wipes obviously have to be gentle for babies.
Okay, wait. I'm 1000% trying that.
You should. Everyone in my life will know. Maybe that should be my favorite of the week. Everyone in my life will know I carry baby wipes with me everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't like Kleenex or like tissue. Like, yeah. And I don't like wetting like cloths because it's so harsh.
Yeah.
So I just like love having baby wipes.
Okay. That's good to know.
It is. And when they're on sale at Shoppers, they're like $4.99. Last forever.
Stunning. We love a sale.
Yep. And
we love a saving moment.
We love a saving moment, as we're going to talk about. So yeah, get yourself some baby wipes.
Okay. No, I need to do that.
Yeah, you should.
Because, yeah, I just don't like the harshness of it. No. But I do like wearing it. There's some times where it's like, this weekend was kind of like special, so I wanted to, mm-hmm. you know, wear mascara. Yeah. Or like when we do like
totally.
Take pictures and stuff, it's like, okay, well, I want to wear mascara, but. Yeah. I hate taking off.
No, totally. Try it. Let me know what you think.
You try the mascara.
Okay. On it. On it.
What's your favorite?
Okay, my favorite is obviously I'm in my extension era now. But I never really understood what a good hairbrush was until I got extensions.
Yes.
And maybe that's something we talk, maybe that's, this will be a perfect little intro into our episode today, because honestly, it's something I would splurge on to give a little tidbit of information. But it is the Mint hairbrush. We'll try and, it's like a paddle brush, but it basically looks like this.
Okay, yeah. You. Yeah.
But the bristles come out more so that, because when you have extensions, like they're on my scalp, and people always ask, like, how do you brush it? Like, how does it not get caught? It just doesn't. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but when you have a good hairbrush, it doesn't.
Yeah.
And so I used to have like this other paddle brush, and it would get caught, and it was so harsh on my hair. Like, I swear it was just pulling it out. So now that I'm like taking care of my hair and, you know, treating my hair with the utmost respect it deserves, I got a new hairbrush and I love it, and it makes all the difference.
That is good to know. I've never thought about brushing your hair with extensions, but now it's like,
I know.
Yeah, how does it not get caught?
I have like, so she did two rows, so there's one very high up in my head and then one underneath, and when I brush it, like, I don't have to be careful, like,
yeah, it's just normal.
It's just normal. Like, yeah, you really don't feel the extensions that much. But a good hairbrush will do that. And I feel like on this one, the bristles just stick out a little bit further. I don't know. I don't know hair. They don't pay me to know hair. I wish I did. But when my hairdresser's like, you need a good brush, I'm like, okay.
And this is the brush.
And this is. And I would say it's worth the money.
Perfect.
So that's something I would splurge on, which is today's episode.
A nice little segue.
A nice little segue.
As you guys can probably tell by the title, we are doing a save or splurge episode, which I'm so excited about.
Me too.
Because I'm just so curious. I feel like we'll probably be,
I feel like we're like aligned. The same.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's definitely some categories maybe we're like different.
I'm excited about it.
I'm excited too. I'm just like always curious too with other people, like, how are you saving your money?
Yeah, where do you save?
Yeah, like where? Or where are you, like, are you splurging on this? And I'm like, no, I'd never.
Yeah, it's so different. Everybody just has a different response.
Everyone does, yeah.
And you're, like, it's just all about, like, who you are and what you, where it falls.
Yeah, and, like, how often you use it in your life. And, like,
what you like.
Like, one thing that comes to mind, like, just immediately is, like, I think I've talked about it on here, but like a couple years ago, I had that massive breakout, like such bad acne on my chin. And I was using like decent skincare, but I wasn't investing in good skincare. And then I started investing in good skincare, and now I barely see a breakout, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, that worth the money for me. But before, like old Morgan, I would have been like, no, I'm going to save. Like, I don't need to spend my money on this.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone's just so different. It depends on how everyone reacts and, you know.
Yeah, what works.
Yeah, what works.
I get that. As, yeah, skincare, I mean, we might as well just start off.
Yeah,
we
want to
start
it
off with.
Yeah, skincare, sure.
Skincare, okay.
Would you save or splurge?
I feel like I would really like to splurge in moderation, but it is so difficult sometimes.
Oh yeah.
To drop when you run out of something, and like wherever it be in like your month, it's like when you have to drop money on skincare, it's so easy to be like, oh, you're right, I don't need that.
100%.
And every time I do that and I buy the cheaper version of something, my skin hates it.
Because
it's just not used to it, and then it's a whole thing. Not because it's a bad product or something.
Totally.
Just doesn't work.
And I had this conversation with someone. Oh, where did I have the conversation? We were like just talking about skincare and how, like girls, anyone, I guess, who's using these extra products, are they things you need? Probably not. Like you probably could live without it, but it's all these extra costs that we have a month that just like adds up.
It adds up.
And it's like, yeah, I love the Drunk Elephant moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
That is a pretty penny to pay.
And like sometimes you just honestly just like can't do it.
You can't. Because it's like, if you're using it morning and night,
it goes fast.
It goes in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, yeah, they offer if you bring back the packaging, then you get like you've a discount said this, or whatever. Yes. But this literally happened. Wow, this is crazy. We're starting this off. This happened to me. I ran out of it and I was like, I really don't think I have the $80 to spend right now on another one. So I went to the drugstore and found a good one. And honestly, I've had really good response from it. So in that case, like, I would save money, you know?
On that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always have heard people say, like, invest in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important. And I totally hear them. And I, like, totally get it. It's just so hard sometimes.
Yep.
And I guess it's with everything.
No, I agree.
It's like, sometimes it's just really hard to splurge on anything.
Yeah.
Because everything is so expensive.
Yeah. This is honestly probably, like, such a time to be doing this. Hopefully we can offer some tips to people because life is expensive right now.
So expensive.
So all these added costs, it's like, well, I might just have to save on this one.
Yeah. And sometimes it's like, I have to save on it this month.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And next month, okay.
Okay.
In a better position, I'm going to buy the cream.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Another scenario where this just happened to me, I'm going to move right along, is dry shampoo.
That's so funny.
Is that on your list?
I ran out of my dry shampoo this week.
No way.
It like, the can like exploded on me. And I was like,
no way.
Well, this is messy.
Oh no.
And I had to throw it out.
Oh no.
Details. Anyways.
What dry shampoo do you use?
Well, I was using it's from the drugstore. I don't know if it's good or not.
Okay.
But the Batiste.
Batiste. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It smells so good.
Yep.
Honestly. And it does a fine job.
Yep.
But no, nope. Yeah.
So save or splurge on dry shampoo?
Save. I will say in a more generic fashion,
mm-hmm.
This may or may not be surprising. Sometimes people are very surprised when I say I 100% save on hair care because that's just where I'm at.
Yep.
I don't know.
I get
just
it.
Like, it's so funny because I'll do all splurge in all of these other areas, but mm-hmm. I'm like, straight to the drugstore for dry shampoo, whatever it be.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And honestly, I find that my hair handles it fine. Yeah,
takes it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
So I save on hair care, including dry shampoo.
Okay.
What about you?
Hair care. So, very similar situation to the moisturizer. I was always a Batiste girl, always. Mm-hmm. Then I read, like, you know, you spiral into the internet of...
100%.
And so then I was like, well, I've maybe heard it's not the greatest for you. So I was like, I've been dying to try this Living Proof one from Sephora.
It is good, though.
It's so freaking good. Oh, my God. I'm obsessed with it.
The Living Proof one is, like, elite.
It is so good.
Yeah.
So I got it one time, and I got, like, the massive one.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about me is I use dry shampoo a lot.
Yeah, so it went fast.
Healthy hair, not supposed to wash that often. So I live with my dry shampoo. And then I got out of it this week, and I was like, mm-mm. And that Batiste is at Winners sometimes for cheaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I just got it. I picked it up. It was like $14 for like the huge one.
Yeah.
And I was like, back on the save grind.
I know.
So.
And sometimes it just happens.
It does happen.
It's but like, this one was working. I'll just buy it.
Totally. Hair care is a, I guess, generic everything. I would definitely go more save. Shampoo and conditioner, I've had a hard time finding something that works with my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's like in the middle. Like I'm very lucky. My brother works at Chatters in the warehouse.
Oh.
So I get like a little discount.
Oh, see, that helps.
It does help.
Yeah.
And I have used the Hemp's, that Hemp's brand. They have like the hand lotion that everyone uses.
Yeah.
They make like a shampoo and conditioner.
Is that really?
Yes. And I've used it forever. And with my brother's sweet little discount, I think it's like $30 or $40 for both, like together.
The combo.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's not bad.
So not bad. And like regular price, it's not even, I wouldn't even call it, like, there's definitely more expensive shampoo and conditioners.
Yeah. Oh,
so
for sure.
I would say I'm with you. Safe.
Yeah. 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 I just, when my hair was like a little bit longer, I just found myself like running out of shampoo.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I hate repurchasing this.
Yeah.
So, but now my hair is kind of short, so I don't use much.
Yeah.
And like I don't even remember the last time I got it like professionally dyed.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't dyed my hair professionally in a hot second.
Good for you.
So
healthy hair.
Yeah, I mean, I box dyed it last year. But so I will not take the title of healthy hair queen.
Court is saving on her hair, and we're here for it. I love it.
So funny. The hairdressers are cringing right now.
Of course they are. Oh, that's funny. Okay, give me another category. What do you got?
Let's see. I guess a generic category, travel. So many little sidebars in here.
Yeah, let's go over it.
But in regards of like travel, would you save or splurge on like a hotel room?
Okay, there's so many like caveats to this. Like,
I know,
where are we?
I know.
Am I alone?
Well,
like, so I'm just thinking of like, I definitely have like dreamed of solo traveling for a bit now, as I'm in my like solo little era, and people are always like, hostels are the way to go, but that scares me. Yeah. Terrifies me. So for my safety, I'd probably splurge.
Yeah.
I'd love to be the girl that's like, oh yeah, I'll save and stay in this hostel with four other randoms. No.
No.
But I would probably get, like, I wouldn't go for the most expensive hotel.
Yeah. I feel like when I was kind of going through this list, I do find that, like, I will go right down the middle.
Okay.
Because yep. I feel like same, like, I don't think I would save necessarily on a hotel room.
Yeah.
Because I know that, like, when you're traveling, you're not going to be there for a majority of your trip, even if it's, like, a night in Calgary or something.
Totally, yeah.
I feel like being comfortable where you're staying is very important to me.
100%.
I don't want to question if the room is clean. I don't want to question, like, if it's safe or something.
Agreed.
So I would put a little bit more money into, like, accommodations.
Same. Would I stay at, like, I don't even know hotels. Like, like, say some bougie hotel, the Marriott.
Yeah.
Or like, if I was on a budget, like, would I probably stay at like a little Super 8, maybe, but not like the Motel 6. Yeah,
exactly.
So I am with you.
Yeah, like, some people are like, and this is absolutely fine, but some people have the mindset of like, I'll barely be there.
Yeah.
I just need a bed.
Totally fair.
Which is totally fair.
But just a bed, that's 8 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
To me.
And if still.
I wake up with a kinked neck. It's going to ruin.
Would you save or splurge on like a flight?
Ooh, save.
Yeah. I think I would really like to splurge.
Yeah. No, me too. Yeah. No. In a dream world,
I would love to splurge, but where I am right now,
that was what I was going to say.
I'd probably save, but I probably wouldn't go as far as like do like a discount airline.
No.
Because that kind of freaks me out. Because they're so unreliable.
Yep. Also freaks me out. No, I'm with you on that. Wow. I'm so with you. If I booked a flight right this second, I would book with WestJet. They're just my go-to.
Yeah.
And I would pick the cheapest flight.
Yeah.
Would you do non-stop cheapest flight, like no stops, or would you take the cheaper flight that has layovers?
That is such a good question. I hate layovers. So I would prefer nonstop.
Okay.
But at the same time, like, me and my sister went on a trip a couple years ago and we had a small layover because it was a little bit cheaper and it was fine.
Oh.
It was fine. But when you're like on the way there, being going direct is just like,
yeah,
so much easier.
So much easier.
And then you don't have to worry about if you're going to make it or if you're checking.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're checking a bag and you have a layover, that's when things get lost.
Yep.
So if I have the luxury to book direct, I would.
Okay.
But agree. Also, a layover isn't the worst thing.
I can't say I've ever had a layover. So I don't really know.
We had a small layover on a trip and we're like, oh, it's fine. Then we're like, okay, this is so boring. We just want to get home.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like it's like the scene running through the airport. Like, it can be like tight if you don't make the next flight, or like transferring bags, like, that's always stressful. That's
stressful.
Yeah. So I would probably, like, if it was only like $100 difference or something, I would go with direct. Yeah. It usually is. Like, layovers aren't that much cheaper.
Yeah. And it could make your travel day like an 8-hour travel day.
No, thank you.
When you're going literally to like Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's dramatic, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. Okay. Sticking on the theme of travel, would you save or splurge on like food? Like, are you, you go out all the time when you're on vacation?
Yeah.
Do you buy groceries?
No, I think I would splurge on food because, well, it depends on where you are and how long you're there for.
So fair.
And like what your setup is. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, we've been on trips where like if you rent like an apartment style, maybe stock it with some necessities and then do like dinners out.
Yep.
But have like little snacky breakfast bits.
No, you're right. Yeah.
In the house.
Yep.
So I would make room for splurging on food though.
No, I agree.
Because that's like the fun part.
I know that is the fun part. Trying
everything
from the destination you're in. Even like anytime I go to the States, I'm like, I want to try like In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A and like, you know, all those. Yeah. So you just take that into account.
Yeah. And like
Dunkin', we don't get that.
Oh, yes.
Right?
I don't think I've ever actually tried Dunkin'.
Oh, it's so good.
Why have I never tried?
I don't know why you haven't.
Dunkin'.
You should.
Maybe on the next trip.
You should. It's delicious.
Maybe on the next trip, I'll drag someone to Dunkin' with me.
Okay, that's amazing.
But yeah, no, I feel like that's one of the funnest parts about travel. It's the food.
Yep.
So I wouldn't want to just eat the same thing I eat here.
Agreed.
But I am for saving. Buying a little snack.
Yeah, buying, yeah.
To have at the house.
Okay, I love that. Okay, like what about like experiences? Let's talk.
Yes.
This is a good category.
Okay. I first experience comes to mind, if we want to get niche, would you save or splurge on concert tickets?
Oh, this is such a hard one. Oh my gosh, Court. Like I think I'm definitely, I've been going to a lot more concerts as of recently, and I would, like, I wouldn't say I'm splurging like so much, but I'm definitely paying a hot dollar to get in and see them. So I'm going to say splurge.
I think I would say splurge too.
Yeah.
Just because those nights are like unforgettable.
You can't forget them. They leave me speechless.
Yeah. When there is something else to be said about like when you go to a concert and you're seeing someone and you've just like really splurged and you've looked forward to it for months, that experience is like crazy and you're going to remember it for like years.
Years. Yeah.
You know? So no. I think I would too.
I would. I have an upcoming concert this year and I'm so excited for it. And I mean, tickets weren't even that bad, but I was like, I will pay anything to go on the floor.
Yeah.
I want to be down there and we're going on the floor.
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's just, and if it is like one of your people, like one of your top must-see bands, artists, whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's like, oh, look who's playing on like next weekend.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe.
Save. Yeah, buy a nosebleed.
Yeah, spot. Just to be there.
Yeah.
It's all about who you're with at that point, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But I think it is definitely worth splurging.
I think so too. What, just out of my pure curiosity, what has been like one of the best concerts you've gone to?
Ooh, that's a good one. Justin Bieber.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Immediately. I'm a huge believer, like huge believer. And I got to sit on the floor for Justin Bieber in his, what tour was it? His like early one, like where he wore like the purple sweatsuit with the white jacket.
And did he still have like Bieber hair?
Yes. I was on the floor. You know, when he came up in the heart?
Yeah.
I was on the floor underneath him for that. I know.
Oh my gosh.
Dream. So that one was cool. I got to see him in San Jose because I have family in San Jose. So
oh, cool.
That was also a fun concert. I'm trying to think like in terms of like just really good vibe concerts. Morgan Wallen was unbelievable. Blake Shelton, I've seen him like 3 or 4 times and he just puts on such a show. My first concert ever was Hilary Duff.
Same.
Really?
In Edmonton?
Yep.
Rexall Place?
Yep.
Okay. We were 100% at the same concert.
100%. I saw Hilary Duff in Edmonton and Red Deer.
Really?
And Calgary. I think she did all 3.
Oh, wow.
I love Hilary Duff.
That was my first concert, too. I went with a friend. Her mom had bought her tickets for her birthday, and we were, like, on the floor.
You were on the floor.
Yeah, it was like little. What grade were we in? Like four. Yeah, that was so. Yeah, long like ago. It was crazy.
Oh my gosh, grade four, you must have been freaking. Yeah, out.
And like the concert T-shirt was like down to my knees.
Oh yeah, I have the concert. Right. Yeah. No, I think I let one of my friends or my babysitter at the time like curl my hair, crimp it or something because yeah. It was like such a big deal. What's your favorite concert you've been to?
I have been to just like some really good concerts. We went to the Jonas Brothers this past fall.
Yes. And
that was insane.
You were right there, girl.
We were right there. We were on the floor and like just something about going to a concert, especially like a childhood, like yes. Just like.
But as an adult.
As an adult.
Yeah.
Is something else. And we just like turned into such fangirls. It was like the ultimate girls' night. But the one concert that like has been my favorite concert I've ever been to was me and my best friend went to Drake right after in 2016. So we got these tickets as like a grad present and we were like row 5 in Rogers. I think that was our first concert in Rogers.
Oh my gosh.
And we're like huge Drake fan. Like I'm a huge Drake girl.
That's so cool. And
it was the best night of my life. Like it was so, so good. And that's when I was living in Edmonton at the time. So we got them tickets for a grad present. Mm-hmm. Concert was in September and I was living with her in Edmonton.
Okay.
He was playing back-to-back nights. So.
Stop.
We went to the first night for our present. Stop it. And then we got home and we're like, can you believe he's just down the street like again? Like he's going to be in the same town again. We should just check. Like, we should just check for, like, last minute concert tickets. And we ended up going, like, the next night. Because we got, like, really good priced.
Yeah.
But decent tickets, too. So we were in, like, the lower bowl or whatever.
Court. That's and that, so
cool. Yeah, that's the best.
That is so freaking cool.
I love Drake.
Wow. I'm so happy you got to see Drake twice.
I love him so much.
Wow, you do love him.
I do. Like.
You're obsessed.
Obsessed.
Yeah. Like anyways. Top three artists?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Okay.
I don't know. At this current moment, I don't know who else would be there. Yeah,
you're just like fangirling here.
Just like reminiscing on that night. Gets me all emotional.
See? This is why you splurge on concerts.
Exactly. So splurge on concerts.
You never look back. You don't look back and be like, wow, that money I spent, I wish I had it right now.
Absolutely not.
No.
And I hope the person or my parents that gave me that gift feel the same way of giving me that experience. I hope so too.
We appreciate it. Yeah, no, that was a good one. Concerts, always splurge.
Always. And I feel like experiences, it's worth
splurging. It is worth splurging. Yeah, it is worth it. You just never look back and are like, should I?
Yeah.
Money always comes back. That's what I tell myself.
That
don't listen to me.
That's the girl mindset right there that we all embody.
Girl math. Okay. Do you have another category?
Okay. Are you like a tech girl? Like, do you splurge on like the newest iPhone or like keep your tech items up to date?
Yeah. 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 I would say so. Yeah. I definitely think I'm like recently. I honestly am the girl, I always do a 2-year plan paying off your phone. Mm-hmm. And I always go get a new phone at the end of it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. You just always need a new phone.
That's just what you do. Yeah.
And that's what Apple products do to us. Are
made for.
Yes.
They literally make them so that you can replace them.
Exactly. But this one, my 2-year was up in like October and I've kept it. So I have a cheaper phone bill right now, again.
Which is nice.
It is so nice. Life is just expensive. And truthfully, I've heard not so good things about the newest iPhone. And this one is like the iPhone 12 Plus or Pro Max or whatever. So it's just massive and I love it. But it's just done me good. So, but yeah. I would say I splurge on that stuff. Like Apple Watch, I have an Apple Watch.
Yeah.
I have a MacBook. I have an iPhone. You know?
Yeah,
I would say sure. Splurge, but that stuff I definitely feel like is splurge with boundaries. Like I save up for it or I prepare for it, you know? What about you?
I feel like I don't make it like a huge priority of mine. Mm-hmm. Like all the newest tech, mm-hmm. I feel like I don't probably make it a priority. But I appreciate it. And like I think I had my other phone for a few years, but I just got like a new phone, but it was because my old phone was like not working anymore.
Yeah.
I probably would have rode that out for like however long totally. It was going to last.
Yeah.
But I'm not like a huge tech girl, so I don't really prioritize it.
Yeah.
But I understand the importance of replacing things when needed.
Totally.
So
that's fair.
I'll replace and splurge when it's needed.
Yeah. No.
But I'm like, when the new iPhone comes out, I'm not putting my name down for a pre-order.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
No, you just know, like, you will use the items you have access to.
Until they're literally dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Until they shut down and die on me.
Exactly.
I think that's who I am.
I am with you. Listen, I will ride out this iPhone for as long as I can.
Especially now that it's like you're off and you have like a little less phone bill.
Makes all the difference.
Yeah.
It really does. I'm like, bring those monthly payments down. Yeah. So I'm maybe 50-50 on tech.
I get that.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good category. It's a good one.
Since I'm not a tech girl, I'm like, boring.
Yeah, boring. okay. Activewear. Oh, no.
I have activewear you on do? My list. Yes.
Yay. Okay, I have thoughts on this.
Okay, I can't wait to hear them.
Okay. Bottoms, leggings, splurge, tops. I think you can find good tops and save money. That's why I'm like 50-50.
I love that theory.
Yeah. But I do not wear leggings that are not Lululemon. Sorry.
I understand that.
Thank you.
they know how to make a good pair.
They do.
So.
I just. Yeah, I can't. I'm wearing, currently, I'm wearing actually the Aerie brand, like American Eagle Aerie.
Yeah.
They're the crossover flare pants.
Do you like them?
I actually really like them.
Yeah.
Probably the only other pant I wear.
Yeah, other than like Lululemon.
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know. There's probably, honestly, like Aloe Yoga and stuff is more expensive than Lulu now. Like there's
Aloe
more.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is so expensive.
Yeah.
I've never tried Aloe. But, like, I have worn Gymshark. I love Gymshark. Certain
types. Are
they types.
Pretty, like, expensive?
I'd say same as Lulu. Maybe, like, a little bit less. So, like, I don't know if you want to call Lulu splurging. I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Because I just personally don't like $20 leggings from Winners that you find.
Yeah. And you're going to have to replace them.
You're going to have to replace them.
So you might as well splurge to get the pair that you like and you want and that they're going to last you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that being said, workout tops, activewear tops. There are some really good, affordable, cute brands out there that aren't Lululemon. Because Lululemon sports bras are like $64.
Yeah. Lululemon like, comes with a price.
That's a lot. But again, I would probably splurge. Like I'll splurge sometimes, you know. But yeah. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are I don't necessarily actively splurge on activewear.
Okay.
Mostly because I don't do much active activities.
So
and
fair.
That's me being honest and transparent. When I wear my leggings, I'm going on a walk with my dog. I'm doing some run around.
Exactly.
I don't really put priority on it because I'm not like working out in things.
Yep. No. Nope.
I purely buy activewear to like lounge in it.
Yep.
So I don't put activewear on the top priority of like my spending list.
Okay.
With that being said, you buy one pair of Lulu leggings and like that's good.
Yeah.
So I have my Lulu leggings and then I don't really buy anything else because I just don't need it.
Totally.
So when I think about like clothing and like my clothing budget, I would rather save on activewear. And by save, I mean just not buy as many pieces.
Okay, that's fair.
And buy more like work clothes.
Yep.
For like me personally.
Yep. Which is so fair.
But save in quantity, but splurge on one good item.
I like that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes so much sense. But like we said at the beginning of the episode, this is like our lifestyles are too different. Like I wear activewear all the time.
Yeah, and like to the gym.
To the
gym. Like you're working out in it.
Yeah, so I'm like splurging is worth it because I have to always do laundry and always keep up and wear different things. You can't wear the same all the time, but with you it's like you splurge every once in a while.
Yeah,
so you don't
I'll put
need...
like a black pair of Lulu leggings on my Christmas list.
Yes.
Ooh. So I'm saving.
Yeah, so you're saving. Okay, no, I love that.
Yeah,
it's so fair
because I really don't in this phase of my life, I'm not doing a ton of activity. Like, I'm not going to the gym. I'm not going to workout classes. So
100%.
I need one pair of leggings to get me on a walk.
Yep. No, I love that.
Okay. And I'll wear them for years.
Yeah. Also that. I will wear my leggings to the ground.
Like, these pants are so old right now.
It's okay. I get it, girl.
So, yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, I love that.
Okay, I have...
I'm out of categories.
Okay, I have one, like, final. We can end on this
one. We'll end on this one.
Okay, I have, like, do you save or splurge on, like, drinks when you're going out?
Ooh.
So are you, like, sitting down and are you getting, like, a specialty cocktail? Or are you getting the, like...
What's on special? Saving.
The vodka cran or vodka soda, whatever it is.
Okay. Not to, again, throw in like a caveat, but like, depends.
I know. That's life.
I know.
This whole episode is it just depends.
Yeah, it just depends where I would say.
You're going.
I would say like a night out right now, I'm going to try one of the specialty cocktails.
Yeah.
Like try one, but I'm probably not going to drink it all night.
Yeah.
Because can't afford a $10 drink.
Mm-hmm.
But then I go to like my classic. But I am a girl who sticks to like the daily specials if it's something that I like.
Yeah.
Like if it's like a, I don't know. Yeah. If the like regular mixed drinks are on special, then I would drink those, like a vodka soda cran, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I love trying a specialty drink.
Yeah. You'll have one.
So save. What about you?
I think I would splurge.
I was going to say.
On drinks. Only because I find no joy in drinking something I don't like.
It's amazing.
So
amazing.
I would rather really sip on like my one or two really nice drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I'm like trying to be conscious of like that bill at the end of the night.
Yes, totally.
It's like, okay, I would rather have like two drinks that I really, really, really like than drink a vodka soda. Because I hate those.
Yeah.
And I just, if I'm drinking, I want it to taste good.
That's so fair.
And I want it to be a part of the atmosphere and the vibe.
Yeah. No, I honestly respect that.
Yeah.
I like the splurge. Oh, yeah. We disagree on that.
And if I liked just like...
Simple.
Like a tequila soda.
Yeah. Then you might.
Then I might. But when I sip it, I'm like, ugh.
You're like, this ain't a spicy margarita.
Yeah. Get me a margarita.
Yeah. Okay, no, I like that.
So, that's a good one. I would splurge on that.
Okay, great. Wow.
Wow.
We agreed on a lot, honestly.
We really did.
Like, more than I thought.
All about, like, just where you're at.
Yeah.
Whether it be in life or literally if you're getting paid next week or got paid today.
Listen, we're with you. The grind is real. So do what you need to do.
You just got to do what you got to do.
Save, splurge, buy the Batiste dry shampoo this month. Splurge on the Living Proof next month. Probably me.
I need to get the Living Proof.
I know.
After that can exploded on me, I'm like, this is what I get for buying it on sale.
Living Proof is better.
And dry shampoo when the can malfunctions, goes everywhere.
I know. It does.
So.
Wow.
Didn't like that.
Okay, well, that was fun. That I was like great. A saver splurge.
Yeah.
That is so
that
fun.
That was fun. That was a good one.
What do we got cooking court, maybe?
Well, if you guys have been following us, and if you do follow us on Instagram, we recently posted a advice segment. We want to hear from you. We need to hear what you need advice on. And we're willing to offer the best 20-something girl advice we can cook up for you.
Oh, we have so much to say, as you know.
And you guys, so we posted a link to a Google form that you can fill out and ask us something or tell us something that you need advice on. And you guys came through.
You guys came through. Oh my gosh.
Reading through them, I just feel for everybody. Same. And there are situations where it's like, I have no idea what she would do.
Yeah.
But we thought we would share a little quick one before we end off this episode today, because we want to do a full episode maybe in a couple weeks. So
we want you to send in what you can.
Yeah. Send in more.
Cause these, have happened to more than one of us, I'm sure, all of these scenarios, and why not chat about it?
Exactly. And this is just for anybody wondering. This is completely anonymous. We have no idea who wrote this in. There's no email, no name Nothing. Attached to this. So it's full confidentiality.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing. We don't even see names like on the back end. Like, yeah, like nothing. It is like completely anonymous.
Okay. So we're going to read one and just give you a little taste here. So someone says, looking for advice on a situationship where I have feelings for the guy, but I'm not sure how he feels because one day he acts like he wants a relationship and then the next day he acts like he just wants to be friends.
Girl.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. Guess who's been there more recently? This is perfect. Okay. Can I take to the floor?
Oh, yeah. Start it off.
Okay. What I would like to say, which is maybe not what everyone loves to hear sometimes, but boys cannot read our minds. They just can't. As much as we would love them to. So my advice to this person is communicate it. Like, say how you feel, what you want, where you're at, and it doesn't have to be pressurized. Like, it doesn't have to make them feel like they're pressured now to be on the same track, same path as you or whatever. But I think just like really sitting down and having that conversation clears up so much in your mind because it's off your chest. And it's now like in their mind that you're thinking about it, you know? Like, what are we? Are we just casual? Are we seeing other people? I've had that conversation more recently with someone who I thought maybe was a situationship that's turning out to be a little bit more. But anyway, but I had the conversation. Like, are we seeing other people? Are we just friends? Are we just hanging out? Like, what's the deal? And it was a really healthy conversation. And that person took it really well, because I think that also says a lot about a person, how they handle it. What do you think?
For sure. I think that's communication is key. I'm a huge fan of, if you feel like you need to tell someone something, tell them.
Yep.
Be really clear on what you want and put yourself out there. It's really hard.
It is hard.
Especially when he's sending mixed signals. Yeah. But to this, I will say, when me and my boyfriend first started dating, when we first met, whatever, there was no confusion also on that. If he liked me.
Yep.
There was no confusion that boy was so obsessed with me. It was just...
Honestly, though, Court, that is like so true.
Yeah. I mean, that was dramatic of me, but it really is. And I had, you know, people in the past where I was just pulled and around, and you were in this little circle of like, oh, does he like me? Mm-hmm. Does he not? Mm-hmm. Will he ever commit to me? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we won't be anything. Mm-hmm. And it's not fair.
No.
It's if just they, not.
If they wanted to, they would.
They would. And honestly, when someone cares about you and doesn't want to lose you, they show you.
100%.
And they make it known that they like you and that they want to pursue and are ready for something.
It's honestly so true. And like, again, I feel like I can relate to this on a certain level, because I have had situationships in the past and I question myself a lot. And you're right. You won't question it if it's the right person and if they're showing it.
Yeah.
You just won't.
And yeah, like, I mean, when I think back into the past where I was in this like limbo with, now this was a long time ago, but we did date for a hot second and that relationship was one-sided. It was, I was like, oh my gosh, he finally committed.
Yes.
He likes me back. Like, it's so good.
No.
Girl, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
And like, I was so much more invested. Yeah. So then when something new came along and my current boyfriend came along, however long later,
It
was like, oh wait, this is what it feels like when someone is equal and wants to be with you.
Totally. No, I'm with you. I really, like, it sounds cheesy, but like, if he wanted to, he would, is so true. And I think just communicating what it is, situationships can be tricky, like,
because
you don't know if it's going to get serious or if it's just gonna stay in this. But if you can communicate how you're feeling and that you're feeling like maybe you're questioning what you guys are or like what you're ever going to be, the way he chooses to respond to that conversation will say a lot. So telling.
Yeah, a lot. You're so right.
So if you, it's, trust me, it is so hard because.
And uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable situationships. You just want to keep it light and, you know, easy and whatever. But once you have that, it will make you feel better and give you the answers you need.
Yeah. And I also, I love that. And you're allowed to do that.
100%.
Like, you are allowed to get clarity. And if you're right, if he's weirded out by that, then that's really telling.
Yeah, it is telling. It's like, boy, bye.
Yeah, boy, bye. Oh, that song, by that new song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On repeat.
So good.
Me in a long-term
relationship.
Boy, bye.
No, I love it. No.
But yeah, that's, I feel like.
That was good.
What we'd say.
Yeah, that's some advice. So, yeah, advice episode coming soon.
Yeah, we're so excited.
We're so excited. Please, like, write in anything. When we say it's anonymous, like, it really is. And it's just nice even for us to just chat about it. Like, yeah. Everyone has felt something like this in some way. And it's just nice to hear you're not alone in those thoughts, you know?
100%.
Yeah.
So the link to submit advice will be in a highlight on our Instagram page at 20-something girl podcast. So go there right now. Click the link, tell us what you need, and
tune back in.
Yeah,
we're excited to record that one. That was just a little tidbit. Now I'm like, can we just do the next episode?
Yeah.
No, thank you guys so much for listening to another episode and supporting us and writing in and buying the merch and, you know,
doing the things.
We're so grateful every day. I'm so happy.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk soon.
Chat soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.